Hello, and welcome to the very autumnal setting here in the grounds of St. Belvoir's School for Girls in the picturesque East Meuk of Fife, Scotland.
Meuk?
I'm sorry?
Meuk. It's East Meuk.
Yes, of course. I'm talking to Synesthesia Beveridge, personal development teacher at St. Belvoir's.
Beavers.
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry, it's Beavers.
St. Beavers? Oh, right.
That's how it's pronounced.
Beavers School for Girls.
Sorry, I must sound so pedantic.
Not at all, Miss Beveridge. That is how you pronounce your name.
Oh, yes. Spot on, Walter.
Well, and I must say, it's a lovely setting you have here for St. Beavers.
Yes, it is indeed very stimulating. All that fresh air and such like.
So, Miss Beveridge, do tell the listeners what your role here is at the school.
Well, I am personal development teacher, and I see myself as a nurturer of spirits, encouraging the girls to discover their individuality, that vital spark, and hold on to it, run with it, dance, sing, fly.
I see, and how do you achieve this? What's your secret?
Well, I always say that one cannot start the day until one is truly exercised, cleansed, and sung at the top of one's lungs.
So the exercises are done in the grand gym I see you have here?
Oh no, Walter, no, in the bathroom.
Oh, so what kind of exercises are we talking about, then?
Well, the girls all go to their cubicles to do their toilet, you see. And I sing to them, and they sing, and we all have a jolly good sing-song. I dance a bit, and it's all very jolly. A great way to start the day. I call it music and movement.
I see. That's all. Well, that's all very fascinating. Thank you very much, Miss Beveridge, for your insight into what you get up to here at St. Peter's. Until next time, folks, it's goodbye from me, Walter Klondike.
Thank you, Walter. Thank you. Do you need the bathroom?